The deadly Ebola disease will feature prominently in deliberations at the 45th Ordinary Session of ECOWAS, which takes place in Accra today. Other issues like the EPA, Abidjan-Lagos-Accra Highway Project, Northern Mali and Guinea-Bissau will also be tabled. Presidential spokesperson Ben Doche Malo mentioned these at a news briefing at the Flagstaff House ahead of the summit. Meanwhile, the Director General of the MTTD, ACP Awuni, has called for total cooperation from the public to ensure a hitch-free summit. He suggested that motorists park their private cars and join public transport to avoid undue traffic hold-ups and delays. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
About 15 heads of state are expected in Accra for the 45th Ordinary Session of ECOWAS. Special invitations have been extended to Chad, Mauritania and Cameroon to participate. The United Nations and African Union will also be represented at a high level. A number of pressing issues in the sub-region, including the current Ebola outbreak in Sierra Leone, Liberia and Guinea, will engage the leaders' attention. Instability in northern Mali and Guinea-Bissau, where democratic rule has been restored following successful presidential and parliamentary elections, will also be on the table. Ben Doche Malo is presidential spokesperson.
The security situation is to be discussed under the report of the 32nd session of the Mediation and Security Council. Guinea-Bissau in our West African sub-region had gone through cycles of instability. President Mahama, in his capacity as the chair of ECOWAS, took the trouble to go to Guinea-Bissau just before the elections, the first round of the polls were held. Another issue that would be of concern to people is the request to have the Ebola outbreak in the three member states of ECOWAS also put on the agenda of the heads of state who are expected to be here.
Even though Boko Haram attacks on northern Nigeria featured prominently in last month's extraordinary session of ECOWAS in Accra, it is likely to again come up for discussion as the whereabouts of the 200 abducted schoolgirls is still not known. The meeting will start with a welcome address by host president and ECOWAS chair, President John Mahama, after which the president of the ECOWAS Commission, Cadre Desiree Odrago, will give an interim report on activities of the community, achievements for the first half of the year, and what needs to be done. The leaders will then move into a closed-door session that will scrutinize reports of the previous session and other businesses. The summit will end with the signing of community acts and decisions, reading of final communique, and a press conference.
Pascaline Adadevo with that report.